Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now.
I was hoping for some sort of dangerous chemical solvent.
That's exactly what I'm about to recommend, Josh.
Dangerous chemical solvent.
You'll need,
that is better.
The first thing you need to do is go to the local Army Navy store and buy yourself one of those gas masks.
Who in America does not know those laughs? Tom and Ray Maliazzi, Click and Clack, the Car Talk Boys. Or as we know them here at our mother station, WBUR, those two guys, one tall, one less so, who weekly hold the most fun lunch in town, and then sort of a radio show breaks out. Well, we are sorry to say the Car Talk guys, I'm getting emotional, are hanging up their wrenches after 35 years on radio, 10 here at WBUR, 25 on NPR. And I got to bring in Doug the Subway Fugitive, not a slave to fashion Berman, the creator, the esteemed executive producer of Car Talk, because, Doug, I'm sure you're going to say something to slap back this emotion I'm feeling.
Shut up, Robin. Pull yourself together, will you?
I knew you would. Doug, you know, online, people are going crazy over this. Some of our Facebook people are weighing in. Someone says, hey, we could bail out GM. Surely we could bail out Car Talk. But what's going on here? You're not, no new shows, but the show will still be there, first of all.
Yeah, we're going to continue the series. We have, fortunately, we remembered to hit the record button for the last 25 years. So we have something like 12,000 calls here in the archives, and we've been mining through them, and we're going to produce sort of a best of series going forward, so people will still be able to spend an hour with Tom and Ray every Saturday morning.
As Tom says and by the way, on NPR, there's a statement, there's been a letter that's gone out to stations. As Tom says on the NPR site, the good news is that despite our general incompetence, we did remember to hit the record button. Ray says, so we can finally answer the question, if my brother retired, how would we know?
yeah, exactly. We all are curious about that.
Well, and what's behind this? I mean,
despite their immature sounding program, Tom's actually turning 75 this year.
Wow.
So, you know, I've never been 75. You know, my understanding is everything okay? Is anything okay? You know.
are there health concerns, or is it just, you know, why not smell the cappuccino? I think is what you said on one of your.
Yeah, you know, I think they just felt like it was time.
Yeah.
You know.
Can I just? I'm just going to jump in to say, Ray, I'm sure, is screaming by his radio saying, "And I'm much younger than Tom is."
Ray is a spry 63. Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, they always said they were going to do it as long as it was fun. You know, the other day I said, "Remember, we're going to do this as long as it's fun," and everybody walked out. So I guess that's that.
Good.
I mean, you want to know what they're thinking. And I think 75, I guess, is probably a time you want to, you know, think about what you want to do and drink more coffee and
spend more time sitting at sitting at their favorite cafe in Harvard Square and spending most of the year in Italy.
Hour a week of work was killing them, apparently.
That's right. We got about a minute here. We're glad you could talk to us about this today. I know people are going to be hearing much more about it. People, as we said, are going crazy online. Just in a minute, we have, Doug, a memory.
Well, you know, there are thousands of memories, and it's always, as you know, from hanging out with them at the station, it's just always a joy. They just bring a lot of fun and laughter, you know, wherever they show up, and nothing is serious, you know. Nothing is too serious to be laughed at.
Yeah.
I'm not really sad because they've actually changed the way people see public radio, I think, you know, over the last 25 years. You know, it was a very, you probably remember this.
Yep. Well,
25 years ago, it was quite a serious little operation, you know. It was great, and we had our pieces about the Tibetan pygmy flute makers and, you know, all the important stuff. But until they came on, you know, it wasn't really accessible and, you know, and warm and, you know, and fun. And I think they've changed the impression of public radio, and I'm grateful for that.
Well, Doug, you invented the produced call-in format for public radio. Car Talk will still be around, but Doug Berman, thanks so much for talking to us on this day.
Anytime, Robin. Thanks for calling.